Yud Ches Teves, Friday the 19th of January, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, saying Hashem's name.
Morning. I'd like to discuss today something apostolic in this week's Sedra, which is brought down twice in Shas. It says in the apostolic, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, he didn't want to go, he was refusing to go to Mitzrayim backwards and forwards. So he asked him, first of all, I'm going to go to the Eden and they're going to ask me, who are you coming from? Mashemoy. What should I tell them? So Hashem told him which name to say, and then he told him, going to tell them, and he ended off by saying, "Zeh shmi le'olam." This is my name forever. "Zeh zichri le'doy doy." So Rashi brings down the word le'olam is missing a vav. Says Rashi, "Chosav vav le'ma to tell you." It comes from Russian, not le'olam. Comes from Russian to tell you le'elam halama. There's something missing of it. It's shelo yikro kiksover. You shouldn't say Hashem's name the way it's written. Le'olam, it's hidden. Shelo yikro shmo kiksover. "Zeh zichri." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu how you're supposed to read Hashem's name. You're not supposed to read it the way it's written. You're supposed to read it in a different way. So this is brought down in the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Kiddushin. But the Gemara in both places, the Gemara asks a stira. It says, "Zeh Shmi Le'olam." So Rashi explains, is mashma that the name of Hashem is hidden. And then it says, "Zeh Zichri Le'doy Doy." Is mashma the same name of Hashem is revealed. The doy doy, everyone knows about it. How does it fit together? Says the Gemara, no, it's two names. It's not one name. It doesn't say Zeshmi, the Zichri, the doy doy. It's two names of it. The name of Hashem is hidden. You're not supposed to read it. There's another name, which is Hashem Adnas, Hashem Aleph Dalet. That's the way you're supposed to read Hashem's name. Fine, that's the Gemara, we all know, whenever you say Hashem's name, you don't say it the way it's written. It's a different Hashem, you say the Hashem Adnas. So we want to discuss today, when you learn this Gemara, you see this Rashi, it's like the normal Kri and Ksiv, where you have all around in the Torah. There's many Psukim, where there's the way it's written in the Torah, as the Ksiv, but we don't read it. We don't read it that way. There's many Psukim where it says the Kri, you're supposed to read it differently. So same thing, every Shem Hashem, whenever it's written the Shem Havaya, we don't read it the way it's written, we read it a different way. It's the Shem, there's a Ksiv, and a Kri. So it comes out as two names. Hashem's the main name of Hashem, the Shem HaMefurish, that's the Shem Havai. That's Zeshmi, that's my name. But don't say it the way I'm. Don't say it that way. Read it. There's the Kinu, the other name, Hashem Adnas. That's the way I'm supposed to say it. That's not really the name of Hashem. Shem HaMefurish, that's Shem Havai. So we want to discuss a little bit if that's the case. Is it a normal Kri or Ksiv? Or maybe Shem Havai is a different thing completely. So let's start bringing this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah says, "Hamigadav es Hashem." Somebody who has Shalom goes and he curses Hashem. The Gemara says, "Is Chayiv Misa." It says, "Menoikev Shem Hashem." It says Hashem, he curses somebody with Hashem's name. He's Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, which name does he have to say in order to be Chayiv Misa? He's only Chayiv Misa if he says the name of Abba Oisius. That's Yud Kei Vov Kei. The Gemara carries on. Ikid Omra. Omra Rabbi Acha Ben Yaakov. Shema Minosa. We see from here. Shem Ben Abba Oisius. Nam Meshemu. that even the Shem of four Isis is also called the Shem that Yechayev Misa. Rashi explains, it doesn't have to be, there's also a Shem Mem base of 42 letters. We don't have to daf with that name of 42 letters. Even if you say the Shem Avaya of four letters, you also, and you megad of somebody, Yechayev Misa. Fine. So we see from here, the Shem HaMefurish is the Shem Avaya of four Isis. Shem Adnas. Shem Agnes, that's not called the Shem HaMefurish. That's only called the Kinu. It's like a nickname. That's not called Shem HaMefurish. Such a name, if somebody L'chayr would be Megadr Hashem with Shem Agnes, L'chayr, it won't be Chayv Misa. Because there's another Gemara which also brought down in Seita. But the Gemara in Seita, the Aflamet Zion says, you got a Birkas Koyanim. So we know in the Mikdash, in Beis HaMikdash, they used to say Birkas Koyanim, there was the only exception where they said Hashem's name, Kiksovi, the way it's written. The Mishnah in Beis HaMikdash, when they said Birkas Koyanim, they said it Kiksovo. Says the Gemara. Birkas Koyanim Ketzad, the Mikdash Oymes Hashem Kiksovo. Says Rashi Kiksovo, you say Yud Kei. The Medina, everywhere else, you say Bekinuya. What's Kinuya? Aleph Dalet Shem Adnas. So the Gemara says, where do you learn now from? Because it says that somewhere Shmi, the same word Shmi as this week's Pasha, Zeh Shmi, it says the somewhere Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, so the somewhere Shmi, we learn out from there, has to be B'Shem HaMefurish. Koyzvoch is Bnei Yisrael B'Shem HaMefurish, because it says the somewhere Shmi, Shmi HaMeyuchadi. Yochilach B'Gvulin Keinot, so God Josh to everywhere else, only based on Mikdash. This applies only in the base of Mikdash, you say it with the Shem HaMefurish. So we see from this Gemara, that the Shem Adnas, that's not considered Shem HaMefurish. That's only called the Kinui. That's only called the nickname. So Lechayr. Coming back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it talks about Megadav es Hashem. Somebody who will be Megadav es Hashem with the Shem Adnas, Lechayr, he shouldn't be Chayiv Misa. So in order to be Chayiv Misa, Lechayr, you have to say the Shem HaMefurish. Only then, the person who is Megadav es Hashem will be Chayiv Misa. However, if you look in the Rambam, Perek Beis Avodah Zarah, Rambam brings down, Rambam says, somebody who is Megadav es Hashem is Chayiv Misa. He says the Rambam, he brings the Machlekes. He says, some say, that only if you say, with Hashem, Yud Kei Vovke. Like somebody, if you say, Yud Kei Vovke, the way it's written, then Megadav es Hashem is Chayiv Misa. But if somebody says, Hashem Adnas, says Rambam, is not Chayiv Misa. However, the Rambam says himself, I myself hold, Ani Oymer, says Rambam, that Al Shneem Hu Niska. On both of them, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. Not only on Hashem Avaya, if you say the Shem Adnas, you're also going to be Chayiv Misa. So the question is, how can it be? We just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein Chayiv es Hashem, only Achi Yifarish es Hashem, till it says Shem HaMefurish. So if you have to say the Shem HaMefurish, how could it be that on Shem Adnas, if you say Shem Aleph Dalet, you're also going to be Chayiv Misa? That's not called Shem HaMefurish. So from here, the Biskrov in the Sefer on the Rambam wants to bring out the Gevaldige Yisoid. He brings down in a few places. He wants to say, he wants to prove from this Rambam, we see from here, that what we say, that what the Gemara says, Leikish ani nichta, not the way I'm written, ani nikro, that what we have this week said, Zeh Shmi, the Zeh Zichri, not like we said earlier, it's normal Kri and Exiv. As Exiv, and it's a Kri. No. That's everywhere else in the Torah. However, by the Shema Vaya, Pshat is, the Torah tells us over here, the way how to read this word, there's a Shem Avaya, the way it's written. How are you supposed to read the Shem Avaya? By saying Shem Adnas. So when I say the Shem Adnas, I'm not saying something else. A normal Kri and Ksiv, it's two things. There's a Shem, as the Ksiv, the way it's written. But it says, this word, don't go after the way it's written, there's another word I want you to say over here. Right? We'll soon come to it, Pashas Kisove. It says in the Pasuk, Yish Keveno, and you're supposed to read the Yish Geleno. Two different words. The way it's, or opposite.
Way around.
Yish Geleno, and you're supposed to say Yish Keveno. It's two different words, might have the same meaning, but it's two different words, and that's the way it's written, and the way you're supposed to say it. Shem Avaya is different. Shem Avaya, Pshat is, the Torah wants you to read this. I'm reading now Shem Avaya. I'm not reading a different word, I'm reading the Shem Avaya. How do I read the Shem Avaya? The Torah tells us, read the Shem Avaya by saying Shem Adnas. So it's not trying, I'm saying something else. I'm saying now the Shem Avaya. So when I say Hashem, the Shem Adnas, I'm not saying a different word. I'm saying now the Shem Avaya. That's how the Torah wants me to say the Shem Avaya, by saying Adnas. So maybe that's very Geshmak the Rambam. That's why Shem Adnas is not like I'm saying something else. I'm saying now the Shem Avaya. So I mean now Megadav es Hashem. I'm saying the Shem HaMefurish. So I'm saying the Shem HaMefurish in the way of Adnas. But maybe Chayiv Misa. It's not like a normal Kriya Niksiv. The word's completely different. So maybe because I'm reading now the Shem Havaya, I'm Chayav Yisrael. That's what the Piskro wants to be Mechia from this Rambam. However, Yechsam Sofer in Tshuvas, Yechosh Mishpot, Simen Kuv Tzadi Beis, he writes a whole long tshuva to his Shver of Kivega. And in there he brings a beautiful piece. We all know the famous Gemara in Brochus, where the Gemara says that Omar Rab Yochanan and Omar Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, Gemara Daf Zayin, Miyoyim Shenivra Ha'olam, since the world was created, there wasn't a person who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odoim until Avraham Avinu came along. Till Avraham Avinu, nobody called Hashem Odoim. Why? Because it says by the Bispein Absarim, Bayoyim, he says, Hashem Elohim Ba'mo Eida Ki Ir Hashemo. So that Hashem is written Adnus, right? It's not written, it's not like a normal Shem Avaya, where it's written Yud Kei Vov Kei, and you say it Adnus. It's written like you say Hashem Svos Ay Tiftoch. It's written Adnus. So the same thing Avraham Avinu, when he said, Hashem Elohim Ba'mo Eida Ki Ir Hashemo, he says, I said Adnus. So there was nobody in him, till Avraham Avinu, nobody called the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the name of Adnus. In fact, some Sefer, he's got a medrash where the Mamash is Tira. There's a medrash in Parshas Bereishis, and Tosfos in Chulin brings down this medrash. Beautiful medrash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Adam Rishon, so before he created Adam Rishon, he went to the Malachim and he asked them, Nase Adam, should we make Adam? He asked him, he advised with the Malachim, should we create Adam Rishon? So the Malachim asked him, Ma Tivoy, who is this Adam Rishon? What's it all about? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, this person I'm going to create, he's even cleverer than you. Cleverer than the Malachim. He's a bigger Chocham than the Malachim. In what way? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the Chayas, the Behemoths, the Oifers, the birds, the animals, and he asked the Malachim, no, go on, can you tell me what's the name of all these animals? They didn't know. Malachim didn't know. The Malach didn't know. Is it a Shoy, a Chamor, a Sus? They didn't know. So he brought Adam Rishon. He asked Adam Rishon, no? Do you know the names of these animals? Adam Rishon said, yeah, of course. This is the Shoy, this is the Sus, Chamoy. He knew all of it. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam Rishon, no? And what's your name? So he told him, for me, I think I've got a good name for myself. I should be called Adam. Why? Because I'm created from the earth. Shenivesim in Adamo. So call me, it's a good name to call me Adam. Okay. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam Rishon, no? Okay, and what do you think is a good name to call me? You know, to call everyone else. Well, what do you call me, Hashem? So Adam Rishon replied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for you, I think it's good that you should call you Adoim. Why? Because you're Adoim, not Kol Olam. So you're the master of the whole world. I think for you, it's good to call you Adoim. So we see in this Medrash, Adam Rishon already called him Adoim. And the Gemara Baruch Hu says, only Avraham Avinu. And so effect of some Sefer is theory. So some Sefer answers a beautiful pshat. He says, no. He says, there's two types of Adoim. In the name Adoim, sometimes it's the way you read Shem Havayah, like we discussed till now. There's the Adoim, where you're saying the really Hashem's name, Hashem Havayah, no, you say it in the way of Adoim. But then there's different type of Adoim, where that's the whole name. For example, Hashem Svos Ay Tiftoch. It's also, that's Adoim. It doesn't say Hashem, and he's saying it Adoim. Or Ato Gibbo El Olam Hashem. The Ato Gibbo El Olam Hashem, that's the whole name is Adonis. So he wants to say a difference. Adoim Rishon, of course he said Adoim, but he only said Adoim together with Hashem, the Shem Havayah. There was a Shem Havayah, he called the Shem Havayah Adoim. That's what Adam Rishon did. But there was nobody until Avraham Avinu that said Adoim on its own accord. Not that I'm translating the Shem Havayah. I'm saying now just the Adoim. That only Avraham Avinu did. Says, what's the difference? They're both Adoim, you're right. He says, no, they're two different Shemas. It's two things. There's the Adoim which is coming for how you read the Shem Havayah, and there's the Adoim on its own. What's the difference? He says, beautiful pshat. He says, the Adoim, which is together with the Shem Havayah, pshat in that name is that you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He was Mahava everything. Something, you create something, right? Even if afterwards he leaves go, he's not guarding anymore. Let's say, Chas Shalom, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have created the world, a beautiful, magnificent world, and afterwards he would have left it. He would have given it over to somebody else to look after. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still the Adoim, because he created it. Somebody who creates something, even if it doesn't constantly look after it, he's still called the Adoim. So Avram, however, we know it's not true. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh Betuvoi, but Kol Yom Tomid Master Bereishis. Constantly, he's Shomer Mashgiach, and looking after Klal Yisrael, looking after the world. So, That's a different type of Odin. That's the Odin which is now. The Akul constantly Akulish Boch, even if he didn't create it. There's the Odin of now, and there's the Odin, the one who created it. So there's the Odin which goes together with the Shem Havaya. Akul Shboch who created the world, he's called Odin because he created the world. That's what Odin Marishna said. Avraham Avinu is a different type of Odin. Avraham Avinu says that Kodesh Baruch is constantly, every second, he's guarding us. He's the Odin of the world. He's Odin of the world, not because he created, because he's always looking after us. That's the Odin of B'chol Yom Chadash B'tuvah, B'chol Yom Tomid Maaseh Bereishis. That's a different type of Odin. That's Odin, says of some sefer, like it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. Allah Kodesh Baruch Onecha Hashem, I created you. Asher it's Yitzichu Meretz Mitzrayim, that I'm constantly looking after the Eden. A different type of Odin. So Mele says the Chassam Sofer, that's how you answer the two Medroshim. It's two different Odin. So with that, the Chassam Sofer wants to say, he wants to explain the same, the Rambam which said earlier. The Rambam by Megadol Es Hashem. He wants to learn completely different than the Biskerov. Much opposite of Biskerov. He says like this. The Rambam says, Megadol Es Hashem. If somebody says, the Shem Adnes Yitzchayiv Misa, you know why? Of course he says. If you're saying the Shem Avaya, and the way you're reading it is the Shem Adnes, that's only a kriya and a ksiv. That's only like a kinui. On that, you're not going to be chayav misa. But if somebody comes along and is megadol es Hashem and he says adnus, it's considered as if he's saying the Odin which Avraham Avinu said. He's saying the Odin on its own accord. So the Chassam Sofer wants to be mechadish. Odin on its own accord has got the same din as the Shem HaMeforish. Not pshat is the Odin of the Shem Havaya. The Odin of the Shem Havaya, that's only called the kinui. That's not considered as if I'm saying the Shem HaMeforish. That's normal kriya and a ksiv. I'm saying something else. Oh, but if you're saying the Odin on its own accord, like Avraham Avinu, you're saying the Odin on itself, that's called as if you're saying Shema Mefurish. So he wants to know a different pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin earlier. When the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that you have to say it's Hashem Shav Dalad Oisiyas, only Chaim Begadav is Hashem. When you say the Shem of Dalad Oisiyas, it means Dalad Oisiyas of Shem Avnes. If you say Shem Avnes, you Chaim Misa. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. I don't need to have Shem Rabbah. It doesn't want to learn a Krashi. Shem Rabbah, the big means 42 letters. I don't need to have the Shem Avaya. I don't have to say Dafka the Shem Avaya. Even if I say Shem Avnes, I'm also Chayav Misa. So it comes out what we have till now. We have Machlokes. When a person says, every time we say Hashem's name, and we read it, Hashem Adnes, is it Pshat is like a Kri and a Ksiv? There's two different things. That's the Chassam Sofer's approach. And the Biskerov holds, no. I'm saying now the Shem HaMeforish. The way I say Shem HaMeforish is by saying Hashem Adnes. So let's see a few Nafkaminas, which is Mamash, could be Aloch HaLemais. We all know the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, Simen Hei Shulchan Aruch says the Mechaber, a person has to have Kavona. Every time he says B'Shem Hashem, he has to have Kavona. Which Kavona do you have to have? Says the Mechaber in Simen Hei, when you say the Shem Avaya, you have to have two Kavonas. One Kavona is, Adnes is, Shehu Adon HaKoy, he's the master of all, Adon HaKoy. And also it should be Mechaber, the Ksiva. Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's Yud Kei Vav Kei? Hoyo, Hoive, V'Yir. He was, he's present, and he's in the future. You have to have two kavanas in Shem Havai. The way it's written, and also the way you say it, Adnes. The Bi'ah Agro, which Mishmur brings him down, Agud. He says, he brings Rabbein Yonah says it's only by Krishma. When you say Krishma, which is the first pasuk of Krishma, then you have to have these two kavanas when you say Hashem's name. Oh, but everyone else says they're going, you only go after the way you say it. I don't know what you're saying. You're saying Adnes now. You only have to be Mechavan Adon HaKoy. There has to be Mechavan Hoyo Eveviyah. I'm not saying that. I'm saying now the Shem Adnes. So I have to be Mechavan Adon HaKoy. What's the Machloikus over here? So the Choy is beautiful. Depends on the way you understand, if you understand like the Biskerov, like the Chassam Sofer. If you understand like the Biskerov, that I'm saying, when I say Shem Adnes, that's how I read Shem Avaya. I'm not saying something else. I'm not saying a new name. I'm saying now Shem Avaya. Okay, so that's the Mechaber. You have to have two Kavolas. Because you're saying the Shem Avaya, but you're also saying in a way of Adnes. So you're saying two things over here. So maybe you have to have two Kavolas. However, the Golan held, like the Chassam Sofer, it's only a Kriya and a Ksiv. So I'm saying something else. I'm not saying what it says. I'm saying something else. I'm only saying Shem Adnes. So if I'm only saying Shem Adnes, I only need to have one Kavolas, which is Adon HaKoy. That's the Machlekes over here. The Mechaber and the Golan. That's one difference. Mishabur brings down, however, that if you say, let's say, when you say Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch, well, that's completely Adnes, then everyone agrees, you only have to have the Kavona of Adon HaKoy. Because they are not saying Hashem and reading it Adnes. I'm saying only Adnes. That's very good. Because then everyone agrees. When I say just the Shem Adnas, I'm not coming to read the Shem Avaya, then you only have to have the Kavon of Adonai HaKoel, you don't have to have the second Kavon of them. That's one Nafkimina. Second Nafkimina, and for this, I'd like to hear from the, there's a few Balei Koreh over here with us. Well, I have to show every time there's a Kriya and a Ksiv in the Torah. We know there's a halacha that Balei Koreh has to read every single letter from the Sefer Torah. Right? Sometimes that's a Bar Mitzvah Bochrim, it's a problem. Bar Mitzvah Bochrim, they know the Pasha so well that they're not even looking inside, they're not reading from inside. It's a problem halachotik. Because the Balei Koreh has to read every single letter from the Sefer Torah. Now what happens when you come along to a Kriya and a Ksiv? Right? Like I said earlier by Pashas Kisovi. It says Yish Kiveno and read the Yish Gileno. The opposite. It says Yish Gileno and read the Yish Kiveno. It's a different word. Right? So do you have to look inside when I'm saying that word? You're anyway not saying what you're saying. You're saying something else. So do I have to look inside? What's the point of looking inside? I'm not going to read that word. So there's a Machlekes Achronim in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, that's Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Machlekes, how to understand, how to learn Pshat and the Mechaber. The Prima Godim holds. Prima Godim holds. No, I'm not. And another Nachmanim. What happens if you come to this word? Suddenly you come to such a word, and there's wax covered over it. I can't read the word. So on the weekday you can just scrape it off. Shabbos not to scrape it off. So what should I do now? Is it, do I have to take another Sefer Torah? Says the Prima Godim. No, I don't have to take another Sefer Torah. Why? Because I'm anyway not reading this word. It's anyway a different word. So you can just move on. That's the Prima Godim's psak. The Shari Ephraim from the Matthew Ephraim, which brings back. Doesn't bring it down there. Oh, but the Shari Ephraim, one of the big posts from Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, says, no, you have to read this word. I'm not saying that word. Doesn't matter, but that's a Kriya Niksiv. So a Kriya Niksiv, you've got to look inside. Why are you saying the Kriya? So when you're saying that word, even though it doesn't say inside, you've got to look inside. And therefore, if you've got wax covered over it, you have to take another Sefer Torah. And Azoi Paskin and Moshe Fanshah and Igris Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simon Lamed Beis, he passes another Lalocha. Now, if you have such a word, a Kriya Niksiv is not just a... You have to look inside. Fine? Machlekes HaPoskim. Now, Moshe Paskin, you have to be Machmelech, you have to be Machmeh, that you should take another Sefer Torah if it's covered with wax. So, I have to show you. Very good. That's a normal Kriya Niksiv. What will be every time? It's not just a Kriya Niksiv. You don't have to wait to Parshas Kisovi. You've got every Parshas, you say Hashem's name. Vaydabe Hashem al Moshe Lehmi. Every time you say Hashem, you have to look inside. Is it the same Machlekes? Let's say, according to the Prima Godim, you don't have to look inside. So when you say the same thing, but every Shem Hashem, every second post, you got Hashem's name. You don't have to look inside, or maybe he's different. So L'chore, it depends on what we said earlier, the Chassam Sofer, or the Biskarov. If you learn like the Chassam Sofer, it's a normal Kriya Niksiv. Right? It says one name. I'm reading it different, I'm saying something else. So if I'm saying something else, according to the Prima Godim, L'chore, you don't have to look inside. You can say, you can have a little break, look outside, right? The Hashem you can say looking outside. However, according to the Biskarov, no, this is not Kriya Niksiv. According to the Biskarov, you're now reading Hashem's name. Of course you've got to look inside. I'm not saying something else. I'm saying now Hashem's name. That's the way how I say Hashem's name. So you've got to look inside. Hashem's name is different. That's the second Nafkamina between how you learn what is the Shema Vaya which you say the Shem Adnas. Now let's come. There's another. We know Hashem's name, Hashem Avaya, and read the Shem Adnas. But we also know that sometimes a few Shemis in the Torah, you don't read the Shem Adnas, you read the Shem Elohim. Hashem Elohim, Vashta Eschanon, right? I'm sure it's much more early as well. Eschanon El Hashem, but Esa Eleima, says it's written Hashem Hashem, Shem Avaya, twice, right? But we say it Hashem Elohim. So you can say Hashem's name also Elohim. What's over there? Is that the same deal as Adnas? That's the way I read Hashem. That you read Hashem, sometimes you read the Adnas, and sometimes you read the Elohim. Or maybe there it's a Kriya Niksiv. There is different. So there's a Rashi, we all know that. Rashi Pashto V'eschanon says, V'eschanon El Hashem Elohim, V'eschanon El Hashem V'eisa Elohim, Hashem Elohim. Says Rashi, what does it mean Hashem Elohim? Rachum Badin. Hashem is Midas Rachmin. Elohim is Midas Adin. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have Rachmanis on the din, let me go into Eretz Yisrael. Rachum Badin. Ask the Rambam, what do you mean? The Pasuk says, Hashem Elohim. That's the way how we read it, yes? But the way it's written is, it says the opposite. It's written Adonis first, and then Hashem. So the second one, it says Hashem. It says Shem Avaya. The second one is Shem Avaya. So, but you read the Elohim. Aber jetzt tritt ein Shem Havaya. Das ist das Rachmen. It's not Rachum Badin. It's the opposite. Din Berachmen. It's not Rachum Badin. It says Adoin. The first one is written Adnes. And the second one is written Havaya. So the second Havaya is Shem Rachmen. It's Midas Rachmen. How can Rashi say Rachum Badin? Says Rabban, Rashi got it wrong. So therefore Rabban is different from Shatan Apostle. Not Rachum Badin. No, Adoin HaRachmen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of Rachmen. He can give a Rachmen to whoever he wants. So Baker, the second word which says Shem Havaya, even though you say Elohim, it's Midas Rachmen, because it's written, the way it's written is Hashem Havaya. If that's Shem Havaya, that's Midas Rachmen. That's Ramban's Kasha, he doesn't understand Rashi. So there's another Biskrov on the third one, which is beautiful. The Biskrov wants to be Miyash of the Rashi. It's two shtickles. One is on the Rambam, and with the same approach he's going over here, in Allah Torah, Pashas Vaskham. He says the following. He says, no. Every Shem Havai, like he explained earlier, when you read the Shem Adnas, Pshat is, that's the way you're reading the name of Hashem. You're reading the name of Hashem with Adnas. However, Elohim is different. Elohim, we don't have a Gemara, we don't have a Pasuk, that Lekshani Nichtav, Ani Nikra, that I'm called by Elohim. No. That's a normal Kriya Niksiv. It says Hashem. Why are you saying Elohim? Not because now I'm saying Hashem. I'm not saying Hashem now. It's a normal Kriya Niksiv. It's written Hashem. Hashem Havaya is written. You're saying Elohim. That's a normal Kriya Niksiv. So Meli wants to say, of course, normally Hashem is Midas Rachman. But because here I'm reading something else, Hashem Elohim, when I say the Elohim, I'm not reading Hashem's name. What am I saying? I'm saying a different name completely. If I would be reading Hashem's name, then you can say that Hashem is Midas Rachman. But if I'm reading something else, I'm saying now Elohim. So if you're saying Hashem Elohim, that's Midas Adin. So maybe Rashi is very good. It's Rachum Badin. The fact of the second Shem, which is written, Shem Havaya, you're right, it says Shem Havaya. But because you're reading Elohim, so that Elohim is not, you're not reading Hashem, you're saying Elohim. So it's Midas Adin. So called this comes out that even if we say that Hashem Havaya, every time you say Vaydabar Hashem El Moshe Leimor, so that Hashem, you've got to look inside because you're reading Hashem's name. Now if it says Hashem is reading Elohim, that we come back to the Machlekes of Prima Godim and the Shaar Ephraim. And according to the Prima Godim, when you're saying Hashem Elohim, it's like one Elohim, that you don't have to look inside because that I'm saying something else. I'm not saying now Hashem's name. Hashem's name, Hashem Havaya is written, I'm saying something else. I'm saying now Elohim. So maybe I don't have to look inside. Or if it's covered with wax, it's okay to call to the Prima Godim. Or but a normal Shem Havaya, when he's saying, every time you say Hashem's name, and you read it others, so there, call to the Biskrov, could be everyone would agree that you have to say it, you have to look inside while you're saying Hashem's name.